Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department has announced a scam that has been occurring in the county, with individuals going door to door offering to reseal their driveways. They are claiming to be from a company and offer to do the work for money. According to reports that have been received at the department, the scammers are three males who are traveling in a white truck. The sheriff suggests that those who are suspicious of any salespeople or situations can call the company that someone is claiming to be from. Be sure not to give money to them until you're absolutely certain, and call the sheriff's department if necessary. And another news for today. Despite the controversy in Watertown Township with Treasurer Sheila Coates allegedly not complying with board directives and facing a recall, the board has approved a pay increase. The annual salary for the supervisor was increased to $10,200 from the original $6,000. The annual salary for the clerk was increased from $15,000 up to $15,600. The annual salary for the treasurer was increased from $14,400 to $14,700. And the salary for the two trustees was increased to $3,000 each from the original $2,400. The pay increases begin immediately. The board felt the pay increases were justified because there is a proposed solar farm project in the township that developers want to do, as well as a sewer project, software programs being updated, and due to the board's internal strife, which could become a legal issue. Also, there is the recall petition that has been filed against Coates. The San Luis County Election Commission determined the wording of the proposed recall of Coates is sufficient and is moving forward with signatures being gathered. If the recall against her is successful, the salary increase would then be passed on to the next person selected as treasurer. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. As a mom, I want my kids to have full bellies, big dreams, and all the energy in the world to chase them. But right now, millions of kids in America are living with hunger. No Kid Hungry works every day in schools, in communities, and during the summertime to make sure kids have healthy meals all year round. So let's do this. Let's give all the kids the chance to grow up healthy and strong.
Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Lexington Village Council has approved the creation of a special committee to explore options on how to generate more revenue. With that approved, the next step will be appointing committee members in the coming weeks. There will also be a budget hearing at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Monday, June the 22nd. After the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and the millage to be levied to support it. The millages are expected to be adjusted because of the Headley rollback. The operating millage is expected to be reduced. The street millage is to be reduced as well, and the cemetery millage is also being reduced. It was also announced that there will not be any parking meters downtown or in any parking lots. And another news for today. Jim Zuloff, who is the Bingham Township Board of Trustees representative on the Central Huron Ambulance Board, has provided an update during this month's meeting. Zuloff reported the old carpet in the meeting and training room has been removed and replaced with vinyl flooring that looks like wood. The cost to do so is $7,000. He also noted the reconstruction and paving of the parking lot at the Bad Axe Station will cost $48,595. During the month of May, the ambulance service responded to 6 calls. Of that number, 3 calls for service were in Bingham Township and 3 calls were in the village of Ubley. Several months ago, the paperwork for the ambulance service to be operated as an authority is still waiting to be reviewed by the state. The advantages of changing from being governed by a board of representatives to operating under an authority is that it limits liability and an authority can create a special assessment district that levies a fee per household to pay for the ambulance operations. The process to become an authority started over a year ago. During the meeting, Huron County District Number 2 Commissioner Kirk Geiger also provided an update, reporting that commissioners voted to increase the moratorium on data centers from 6 months up to 36 months. The Huron County Economic Development Director, Samantha Schnettler, also presented the strategic plan for the county and reported that a solar consultant was hired. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, June 21st of 2026. Carrie Lynn Campbell, age 53, of Unionville, passed away on June the 19th of 2026. In accordance with Carrie Campbell's wishes, cremation is to take place with a celebration of life to be held at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 28th at the Faithway Church, 3108 Rescue Road in Bad Axe, Michigan. Memorial contributions may be made to the family with checks payable to Michael Campbell. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Sebring. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.